Thanks for listening to Big Machine Radio. I'm Becca. And when I first heard that Lady A was going to be part of the BMLG family, I was so excited because I have loved them for so long. And now we have this brand new album, Ocean, that we're talking to Charles, Hillary, and Dave all about. And before we get to the next song, which I can't wait to talk about it, but I want to ask you, working with Dan Huff, he's a brand new producer for you guys. He's obviously a musical genius. I mean, his credits in producing are just too long to even get into. But how was it for you guys to hear your sound and maybe approach your music from a fresh perspective and with a new set of ears and someone different kind of steering the ship on this album?
I think if you would have asked us together individually who we've wanted to work with in the studio and just haven't had the opportunity to over the course of our career, we would all say Dan Huff. He has just been the captain of so many albums that I think are some of our most favorite, biggest influences over the years.
I remember Dave and I, before we even met you, when we first moved to Nashville, we were geeking out on the production of Keith Urban's records and the Rascal Flatts records. Yep. I mean, we would sit there and just pick apart how amazing different parts of those records were. And so we had kind of dreamed of working with them for a long time. And it is kind of funny how it's kind of full circle.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like when you meet someone you consider a hero. Like, I'll never forget the time that we met Bruce Springsteen. We were in London, and it was like you have these hopes that they're going to be as cool as you just hope they are. And when they are, you're just so blown away, and you're so excited and humbled and grateful that they surpassed what your expectations were. And I would say the same exact thing about Dan. I actually was thinking about this recently. Like, I don't know what was my favorite part of recording, actually doing that, or the conversations that I was able to have with him in the process of just, he brings his entire being to the studio, his heart, his musicianship, his experience, and we got to see all of it. And I just appreciate him leaving it all out on the table for us. And I think just the birth of a beautiful friendship with him too, just so much deeper than just cutting songs and singing them. And he opened up his home to us to record almost all of the vocals, which for me specifically, I feel like I accessed something vocally that I'd never been able to before because I felt so comfortable there.
Well, and he makes good coffee.
That's great coffee. You would come down the stairs some afternoons and his little grandson would be there. And it just, the family aspect of it just was so beautiful. And so it far exceeded what I ever could have dreamed working with him.
That producer role is really a part of the family. I mean, he was the person we spent 6 months with nonstop. I mean, he was the fourth member of the band for half a year working on this album. So that's a special role to be that close. And like Hillary said, he was totally a part of our family, and it was a wonderful fit.
He was very patient.
And you know, that is why if you look at a lot of credits on today's country music, you'll see Dan Huff's name all over the place as a producer because he does such incredible work. And I want to talk about this next song. Earlier, I mentioned that some of the production sounded very sparse and really highlighted your harmonies and your voice. And I think this is a prime example. The song's called What I'm Leaving For. And I don't even have to ask why you recorded it, because when people hear the lyrics, they're going to know exactly why. But tell me, when you heard this song for the first time, it hit me so hard. I don't even have kids, and I just sort of ached for you guys. So, I mean, did you get emotional the first time you heard it, or what was it like to try and record this song?
It was funny with What I'm Leaving For. There were two songs on this record that Hillary had to kind of stop mid-vocal and walk out of the room. She was crying so much. And What I'm Leaving For was one of them, and Ocean is the other. And we got so many songs that got sent to us. We wrote so much for this record. And our rule is always, if there's a song that comes in that beats something that we've written, we're going to record it. And Dave and Hillary really both were so passionate about this song. And I remember you said before you went in, you were like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to sing this song and get through it. But you did. It's one of my favorites. It's so relatable. I mean, it is our story.
It is. And for me, I grew up in a musical household. Both my parents traveled in a touring band with Reba, and so I was that kid that I'm singing about, and now I'm that mom. And so having both perspectives was really powerful. I mean, I bawled my eyes out the first time I heard it, and just felt like, I remember texting or emailing Charles and Dave and our team and being like, I've just got to go crawl in a ball and like have a good cry about this just because I have so many memories flooding back of my childhood. And then I also have so many memories and present moments of where I am in my life now, where we are in our lives now with walking out of our house to go do what we love, what we feel called to do, but leaving our children and our spouses back home. And they come with us a lot. But I've said that exact thing. Like, I feel like I'm being pulled by both my arms and I'm a perforated page. That's how it will always be. The pull of parenthood and the pull of a calling and a dream that we're so blessed to be able to chase and do and call our career. So it's very, very right on the surface and raw. And I think about other families, like moms coming back from maternity leave. I think about my best friend whose husband's in the Navy and deploys for months at a time. I mean, you can really think about any walk of life, any job, the pull of parenthood. It's hard for anybody to leave their house, even if you leave in the morning at 8 and come home at 5. It's hard to leave them when they're your world, they're your responsibility. But wanting them to understand, because we have children to raise them up to be good humans, that this is a part of life and to chase a dream and to communicate your why in doing it and want them to find the same thing.
Well, the song is incredible. We're about to play it. But I also want to encourage people, if you've not seen the video for What I'm Leaving For, it's just precious. It features all 6 kids from the members of Lady A. Charles has 1, Hillary 3, and Dave 2. And they are the stars of this video. And it's so perfect for what you're going to hear in this song. And you will find What I'm Leaving For on Ocean, the new album from Lady A.